It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wait, our good friend Bo, what's happening, Bo?
Bonte, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Bo. I'm good.
Hey, two quick points. I appreciate your time. Number one, the word of the day is insanity. You keep doing the same thing over and over, and you expect a different result, whether it's Debo in the backfield or every Tom, Dick, and Harry figured that out. You got to get rid of that play. The holding calls, the special teams, whatever it may be, it's the same crap over and over and why we keep losing, and they never change anything about it. And then I think number two is the off season is going to be a big decision to make, and I want to know what your guys' thoughts are. You pay a quarterback, you have to get rid of people. Do you want to go that route, or would you want to go a route where you find some new fresh talent at a really discounted, cheap, you know, rookie rate or first-year rate, whatever it may be? I don't know who that guy is, and you load the team, or you could keep a lot of those players around or bring new people in. That's a big decision I think we're going to have to face in the offseason. Is Purdy the guy? Is it worth the money to get rid of the other people? It's like a pendulum swing. What do you do? And I don't have that answer for them. Well, I want to hear your guys' feedback about that.
Mo, it's a good question. And it's a question we're going to have to answer all offseason until something gets done here. Is Purdy a franchise quarterback? I think he's a solid quarterback. I do. I think he's a solid quarterback. He's a good quarterback. Is he a great quarterback? I don't want to throw the great word out there. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Quite yet.
He was great last year, but everything was going well last year for the 49ers too. Now everything's not going well and he looks pretty average. Like they're an average team right now and the quarterback's been maybe at times pretty good, but for the most part, like the performance yesterday when he got one pick and one touchdown, it was just kind of great. It was maybe good enough on some days to beat the Seattle Seahawks, but not yesterday. And I thought from the first game that they played to this one, Mike McDonald showed a lot more adjustments from his second go around as offensive or as defensive coordinator slash head coach, basically, of the Seattle Seahawks. He did a lot more this go around. And they talked about it before the game, Bonte. It was like, we need to show him different looks. Yeah, we're going to respect his ability to run the ball. And they did. And Brock Purdy, to his credit, he ran it a couple times. But I thought, overall, in the running game, they did a pretty damn good job against Christian McCaffrey and co. It was the scrambles that got him a little bit, but you know what? I think they lived with that, and they ended up getting the win, and they shut down everyone else not named Juwan Jennings.
Yeah, I mean, just the lack of explosion on the outsides was really alarming. It was really alarming for me. Pearsall, I didn't see get open. Now I need to watch the tape again, but just watching it from my seats, the all 22 view, it's like, where's number 14 at? There's defenders all in his face. Couldn't get off the line of scrimmage. Couldn't beat press man yesterday. Juwan Jennings, even though he wasn't gaining separation, he was able to catch a lot of passes because of his big catch radius. He's your bigger wide receiver, big guy, can high point the football. He's physical. Deebo Samuel could not uncover. I would like to see Jacob Cowie get maybe get some touches here. Hell, even dust off Roddy Bell in a game like that. I'm desperate right
You're
now
searching.
Because
yeah.
You have no Brandon Ayuk, you have no George Kittle. Christian McCaffrey's clearly compromised. Colt McKivitz couldn't block you, Spadoni, right now. Jake Brindle in the middle. He gets no push. Gets no push off the line of scrimmage. This offense is a disaster right now. It's everybody. Shanahan, Purdy, Deebo, Brindle, McKivitz, Trent Williams at times didn't play well. And we have a YouTube poll question up right now. This is wild. Several issues with the Niners right now. Who is most to blame? Is it Brock Purdy? Is it Shanahan? Is it special teams? Is it the offensive line? 59.4% said Shanahan. This guy's been so successful, yet his Q rating has never been lower. And I'm not here to say fire Shanahan. I'm not doing that. That's insanity. And it sounds childish. Let's just fire the head coach. Oh, just lost Super Bowl. Let's fire the head coach for next year. You don't do that. But the coach does have to look in the mirror. It maybe make some adjustments here. Make some adjustments. And what are those adjustments? Maybe it's just a little bit of tweak in the scheme. Maybe he's giving the quarterback more on his plate. I don't know, but something needs to shake next season with Shanahan. And it's not telling him to clean out his office and get out of town.
No, absolutely not. I already alluded to how many bad coaches there are on the NFL and just bad teams that would just die for a coach like Kyle Shanahan. I can name all of them on all 10 fingers. There does need to be a philosophical change, though, I believe, with this team. Because what I saw yesterday around the NFL, especially in that Kansas City and Buffalo Bills game, signaled something to me. Especially the Chiefs. They're the ones that started it. They looked at their team overall around Patrick Mahomes, and they were centered around him, Tyreek Hill, Kareem Hunt, Travis Kelce. They were explosive, and you know what? We'll outscore anybody, right? And then they made a shift, and they shifted it all to defense. They realized they had to pay their quarterback a half a billion dollars, and he was worth it, and he's been worth it. They're going for a three-peat, but they needed a philosophical change within their team. And Andy Reid, an offensive guru, a mastermind, a guy that's been doing it for 20-plus years, was willing to do that and invest on the defensive side of the ball and invest in one of the best, if not the best, defensive coordinator in the game, in Steve Spagnuolo. And it's changed everything for them. Look at what the Buffalo Bills, Sean McDermott, defensive guy. They've invested a lot with that defense. And I look at a team that was up there with those teams in the AFC. That's taken a step back because they didn't do that. Mm-hmm. The Cincinnati Bengals, they were going all in on offense. You know, they're still waiting to pay Ja'Marr Chase, but they paid Joe Burrow all that money. And defensively, that was what they were hanging their hat on when they were able to beat the Kansas City Chiefs in the playoffs a few years ago, Bonte. It was because of that defense. Where's that defense now? It's bad. It's not good enough. You saw it last night against the Chargers. Chargers, by the way, a team that looking like they shifted their philosophy. We're going to ground and pound, and we're going to lean on our defense.
Yep.
And Justin Herbert looks incredible now.
Does look great.
A lot has been taken off of his plate. So I just look at teams like that, and I look at what the 49ers are doing. Maybe there is too much on Brock Purdy's plate. Maybe he wasn't asked to do as much at times last year because everything else was going well, but now things aren't going well. So I think you have to adjust your philosophy. But that's an off-season thing.
Yep.
I don't think you could do that mid-season. No,
you got to do what you got to do, which is run the football and try to set up the play-action passing. But running the football right now has been tough. You're grinding for these yards. Christian McCaffrey averaged 4.2 yards a carry, and it felt like three watching it. It was like, man, there's not a lot of room here. You're not getting a lot of push off the line of scrimmage. So let's go to Casey in Scottsdale. Casey, what's happening? We'll get to everybody. Leland, you coming up. RJ, TC and Zach, I see you. I see everybody, man. The hard hitters are coming out, especially after a loss. Carrie in Scottsdale, not Casey. Carrie, what's happening?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, and I appreciate you guys providing therapy for your listeners this morning.
Hey.
The problem has always been, the problem will always be Kyle Shanahan. And the reason is because I was around for the 5 Super Bowl wins, and the biggest position that Bill Walsh and coaches took care of was the offensive line. And Kyle Shanahan's stubbornness and ego, thinking that he can always scheme his offense, when he really needs a quality five-person line. He's 40% short right now with McKivitz and Brendel. And the offensive line is going to allow you to control the game, keep your defense off the field, allows you to run, gives Purdy time. And he just doesn't have it. We're not winning a Super Bowl until we get a full offensive line. And Kyle Shanahan needs to change his philosophy. They also need to get a little more creative. Why not Jordan Mason in the backfield and McCaffrey out in the slot? And on defense, a four-man front and no blitzing when Bose is out? You got to get creative. You got to think on the fly, and they're just not doing it. The Niners have a coaching problem. They have the talent, except for the offensive line. They really need to bolster that O-line.
I agree. They need to McKivitz at right tackle is just a problem. If you don't have George Kittle out there chipping and helping him, he's barbecue chicken. He really is. He is food for the defensive line. There's no doubt. Let's go to Leland and Sack. Then we'll get to RJTC. What's up, Leland?
Leland? Is this Jim?
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Leland calling Sacramento. Always appreciate the commentary and analysis you guys bring it. Thank you. Hey, you're welcome. Yeah, I got a few, things to say, a couple points. Apologize ahead of time if I already covered something. My previous caller did, but I took some time and put some notes together. I'd like to pick on Nick Sorensen a little bit. I looked at him a couple times during the game yesterday. Cameras went on him, and honestly, he looks like a lost child on the sideline. The game went out, the four rushers over and over and over again, very vanilla defense, no blitzing. I think in the fourth quarter, that last drive, they blitzed one time. And I'm sorry, that's just not enough. And, that's coaching. They lost containment on Geno Smith, let him make that touchdown that won the game. And so I'm saying the defensive line, especially after Nick Bosa went out, they just didn't have it. They lost their touch. On the offensive side of the ball, the only person that earned my respect yesterday, you guys covered it, Juwan Jennings. That dude has grit, determination. And if more of the 49er players had that quality, they'd be winning games instead of losing. Offensive line, oh my gosh, so many penalties, offsides, holding, the destroyed drives, too many mistakes. The 49ers, in short, they don't play like a championship team. Winning teams just don't make these mistakes. The 49ers are not going to make the playoffs, and I'm a fan. I'm just being real.
Real quick, Leland, how you feel about Shanahan? Because that seems to be a big talking point with all the Niner fans out there on the internet, in the streets. You're not firing Shanahan, are you?
No, Shanahan's got a good pedigree, and everyone deserves the opportunity to, do better. We got to remember, before Shanahan, there wasn't a lot to celebrate. Mm-hmm. He's been to the playoffs in 5 years, four times? Is that it?
Four times in the last 5 years.
Yeah, I'm not ready to jettison him. I just think that Shanahan maybe needs to reinvent himself a little bit. He's got a lot of hubris, a lot of ego going. It's tough being an NFL coach. Everybody loves you when you're winning. Everybody hates you when you lose.
There's no doubt. Thanks, Leland. Good call. The thing with Shanahan is they didn't really love him when he was winning.
No.
It certainly doesn't feel like it.
He definitely has, whether it's the way he speaks, the way he comes across, it's he doesn't endear himself well to the fan base at times, especially when things aren't going well. But to be honest, who does? When it's Steve Kerr and the Warriors, if the Warriors go on a 5-game losing streak at some point this year, they'll have a little down stretch because every team does in the NBA. But it's going to be Steve Kerr, these rotations, Bonte, I don't know, come playoff times. Stop. We know when these guys are at their best, when the team is playing at their best, they are a big reason why. And things aren't going well right now, and he's the head coach, and he deserves blame. But the penalties, for sure, though, Bonte,
right.
That's the thing for me that is coaching. You're either coaching it or you're allowing it to happen. That's what they say when it comes to the penalties.
Well, when I think about illegal formations, that's because guys are not accustomed to being in a position to get on the field, mm-hmm. right? You got so many guys in and out the lineup, you're lining up wrong. It's not a lot of repetitions or practice. But two, holding calls. Come on. Holding calls. illegal man downfield. You shoot yourself in the foot. That's the player's got to take accountability.
Yes, but it's also
it's too much. It's too much of the, you know, when I see things like fire Shanahan, he doesn't have these guys ready to play. Well, these guys are millionaire players. Fred Warner had a quote earlier this season. Said, if you can't get up for this game, I think it was going up to Seattle.
It was the Seahawks
He goes, if you can't get up for a Thursday night primetime game and you need a speech, then you probably shouldn't be in this locker room. And it's the same thing with this damn team. If you need Shanahan to throw a Gatorade bucket or throw the chalk at the board and just throw the iPad to Microsoft Surface and break it, then you know what? You don't need to be on the team. Your season's on the line. It's the damn Seattle Seahawks opposing you, a rivalry game. You should need extra juice from the coach. Like, this ain't Little League. We ain't watching some movie any given Sunday with Al Pacino giving a speech to Willie Beeman and Cap Rooney. Come on, man.
I don't think Nick Sorensen, and I get it, because you got to point the blame at someone. I didn't think he was bad. Like, I didn't think the Niners' defense was bad yesterday. The last drive was bad, but you also lost your best player for most of that half. Like, Nick Bosa was gone after he got that one sack on Geno, and then he re-aggravated that oblique/hip injury, and he wasn't to be seen again. Like, and yes, you pay Leonard Floyd, you'd hope he'd step up, and they were afraid. Clearly, they were afraid of blitzing because they thought Geno Smith would have picked them apart there, and he just scrambled instead, and that was the difference with those two major scrambles, the last one for a touchdown. So, like, we can get on Nick Sorensen if that's who you want to blame for yesterday. Score more points. Like, you got your head coach is supposed to be the offensive guru.
Yeah, no.
That's where it is for me. Your guy, Brock Purdy, is supposed to be the guy.
You know what, though? When you don't have playmakers, this is what happens.
Well,
there's too much juice on the sidelines. All right?
Yeah, Christian McCaffrey, the offensive player of the year. The team.
Well, it's coming off a bilateral Achilles tendonitis. What the hell did we expect?
It's been two games
What
now.
The hell did we expect from him coming like back? Did we really think year? It's a bonus that he's even playing? It's a miracle that he's playing. It's got bilateral Achilles tendonitis. Do you think the guy was going to look like the offensive player of the year? Like, we got to be, what are we on crack? Thinking that McCaffrey is going to come back like, oh, yeah, OPOY is coming back. He's not going to be the same. He's not going to have the same juice. He's just not.
Well, I know what Jordan Mason was looking like in his absence for most of the year, and he was looking like one of the best running backs in the league.
Well, there needs to be more reps for Jordan Mason. There needs to be more reps. But Jordan Mason was kind of tailing off a little bit. I want to see Grindo. You need speed on the field. It seems too slow as a unit. Let's go to RJ Fairfield. RJ, what's happening?
What's up, RJ?
Hey, Bonte, thanks for taking my call.
Anytime.
You guys are hitting it. You guys are hitting it today, man. You guys are on fire. I think with Shanahan, very stubborn, man. He is that guy that comes in to the office with his spills coffee and just looks, you know, he just looks down on everybody. For some reason, I think he just thinks he's smarter than everybody. And why is it me as a fan can see that we need playmakers out there, as many as we can? So why not put Isaac Garendo in the back, and why not put Christian McCaffrey in the slot? I was calling that in the second half. He didn't make his adjustments. He stuck to his guns. And he defended it at the end of the game on his his
presser.
What is it called? The presser. My bad.
No, you're
okay. And then about Brock Purdy, man, he just looks limited, man. I mean, the size is starting to show. His arm strength is starting to show. I just watched Sunday Night Football and I saw two stud quarterbacks pour their house out. I mean, the arm strength on them, they could throw beams. They could throw beans. I mean, you see Joe Burrow just throw it with ease. And I think I'm kind of with you guys. I cannot see Brock Purdy getting a $60 million deal, not with as many limitations as he has. But I think I'm coming around to look at this season and say, you know, we might have to take a step back, Bonte.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at, man.
Yep.
But I love y'all, man.
Good call, RJ. Good call, man. Good call. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMG, FM, and AC1, San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Look, I suggested that the Niners should maybe put more on Purdy's plate moving forward and playing Pearsall, Cowing, and Garindo a lot more because I want to see what these rooks can do. They have a lot of juice. I want to see them get used in certain ways. And, hey, can you build an offense around these guys? And then put more on Brock Purdy's plate because I need to figure out his damn contract. I need to figure out if I'm going to break the bank with this guy. Am I going to break the bank with this guy? Is he $60 million a year worthy? Come on, I don't know.
I'm curious to ask Jerry Rice and his thoughts on this offense because we're going to have the GOAT joining us today, Bonte Hill, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. And Jerry is going to be perfect to talk about what he saw from Juwan Jennings yesterday, what he didn't see with Ricky Pearsall, the rookie. Like, he's one of the greatest offensive players, if not the greatest offensive player ever right now. And he knows this team inside and out. He knows that locker room inside and out. He knows his coaching staff. What the hell is going on with this team? Is it just a lost season for this team?
Could be.
It might just be. 888-957-9570.
Let's go to TC Sacramento. TC, what's happening?
Oh, we're going to Sac.
Bonte, what's up?
What's up, TC? What's up, my bro?
Oh, man, just vibing, you know.
Spadoni, you got to say good morning, Spadoni. You got to say good morning, Spadoni.
I felt it. It's all good.
My bad. Listen. Hey, Spadoni, listen. My bad, bro. My bad. What's up, big dog? Hey, listen, I just want to keep it simple. I'm asking a question. Hey, the callers was on fire. Listen, we can't keep dancing around the issue. The issue was Kyle Shanahan, period. We're not talking about let him go right now today. But this offseason, bro, that's the adjustment. The adjustment is get that guy out of here, man. It's not it. He's not it, man.
Hold on. Let's play this game real quick because we're up against it. Who are you replacing him with?
I'm going to get the dude, Ben Johnson.
Okay, get
I'm
this
going
guy.
To get him.
Please, stop. Stop it. No, let him finish the call.
He's been on hold for a long time. Let him get his thoughts out. It's it. Everybody's got an opinion. Everybody's awarded opinion. TC, finish, man.
Ben Johnson is a guy. Everybody acting like he ain't the guy that we don't know what we're talking about. That's the shakeup. Get rid of Kyle Shanahan and move on. We got to find out if Brock Purdy's a guy. I'm with you, Bonte. Move on.
No, I'm not saying move on from Shanahan. You're not with me on that one. I don't want to move on from Shanahan. I just want to let you get your thoughts out there, TC. I'm not moving on from Shanahan. If he wants to call back on, you know, Ben Johnson, whatever. You guys didn't even know who Ben Johnson was last year. Didn't even know who he was. I suggested Detroit. You guys are laughing at me saying, you think Derek Campbell and this team? Really? Well, now look at him. Relax. We're not going to fire Shanahan. He's coming into this season over the last 5 years. The guy was 54-29 and 8-3 in the playoffs. Come on, guys. You've got a winning coach. He's 54-29 and 8-3 in the playoffs, and he's yet to lose a locker room. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.